today was a national day of protest. At the moment, there are about 30 institutions in occupation, and at the same time, there have been ongoing protests throughout the day at cities all over the country. The biggest ones have been in Brighton, London, Bristol, and Manchester that we've heard about. In London specifically, Trafalgar Square is a central point for the protests. Reports of students being kettled in are actually unverified, but it does seem likely, the crowds have dispersed because students fear for their safety and police are acting very, very aggressively.
Are any actions scheduled also tomorrow and after tomorrow, or what are your next steps?
The universities are in occupation, will remain in occupation. No injunctions for the universities that have been in occupation for a week. Most, about 10 universities have been in occupation for about a week, ourselves at UCL being one of them. No legal action has been taken against those, and the number has certainly doubled, maybe even tripled in the last couple of days. And so the universities will remain in occupation until the management from their specific universities speak to them and meet their demands, because we do all have demands of our management and then obviously of the government. In 2 weeks' time, there is going to be, or approximately 2 weeks' time, the vote will be taken in the Houses of Parliament on whether the fees will rise. And we are planning a huge day of national protest in this, which is backed by student organisations.